Okay, well, thanks so much for inviting me and thanks for having me. My name is Jana. I'm a bulimic and a compulsive overeater, and I'm glad to be here tonight. I didn't actually realize that this meeting was going to be so big. I thought there was going to be like five people, so probably it's a good thing because I would have gotten nervous. But anyway, I've just prayed. I've just asked that God would just, help me to not make it about me, that I would just, share my story, and what needs to be said will be said. But 2004, that seems like a long time ago, and I usually don't keep track, I guess, of the years that I've been in the program, but this was really a life-changing program for me. And I came in, I was actually pretty sick when I came in. I had originally started out with, anorexia, probably starting around the age of 12 or 13, which later then progressed to bulimia. And I was one of those people who figured out that I could use food to deal with my emotions. I could binge, and I could get that sort of calming effect that I from food, and then I could get rid of it, or I could go and, run a whole lot and work out a lot, and then I could sort of still maintain my weight that way. I had been, hospitalized at a certain point. I have been in a mental health facility as a teenager at a certain point. And there was also some substance abuse issues, in my teen years, and really, up until the age of 20, 21. And at the age of 20, actually, I got pregnant with my daughter, she's 21 now. And I remember when I saw that little bone structure on that ultrasound. I knew she was going to be a girl, and she looked just like me. I could even tell right then from the very start. It was just kind of like, I knew that I had to change my life at that point if I wanted to give her an opportunity, to really, I didn't want her to suffer with the same type of disease that I was suffering with. And, I wanted to get better. So that I could be a good example for her and to give her a good life. But at that point in time, I kind of stopped substances, and throughout the pregnancy, I had the, I didn't worry about my weight. I just kind of had a healthy diet, and was able to put that aside during that time. However, it kind of came back. After the pregnancy was over and I was trying to lose the weight, I just really got obsessed with it, and I just started kind of restricting, and then binging, and getting in this restricting binging cycle, and being really unreasonable with my workout routine. And I could just see that I was gonna pass down this unhealthy relationship that I had with food and body image to her if I didn't do anything about it. So, I was looking for a solution. And by the way, if Matt, if you could raise your hand at me when I'm 5 minutes out, that way I know kind of time-wise where I am. But, I found out about OA. I guess it was in a chat room. Somebody said they had like 5 days of abstinence. At that point, I couldn't, imagine having 5 minutes of abstinence. I was binging and purging up to 10 times in a day, to the point where I would just be so exhausted that I couldn't even get out of bed. And I really had no control. I could not stop myself. Thank goodness I came into OA. I was in OA for about a year, I would say, before I finally got abstinent. But I sort of approached OA like I approached everything else in life, which was that if I just tried hard enough, or if I just put in enough work, that I could achieve anything. Because I was a very type A personality, straight A student, and just I thought that the reason why I couldn't get absent was because I was being lazy, or I just wasn't doing the steps right. And I kind of looked at all those steps up there on the wall, and I just kind of thought, oh, I got this. I grew up in religion, so I pretty much did all half of this already. So, but I had really, no true understanding, I don't think, of what a spiritual experience is and what it meant. But I think that after about a year of struggling in program, and just trying, everything I could think of to get absent, I even had somebody to like lock up the fridge, because I would starve myself during the day, and then I would get up at night and eat like 3,000 calories, just in the middle of the night binging. It was terrible. I would go through cereal fast food drive-ins. I was like afraid that the people at the fast food restaurant would think that all that food was for one person, and it was. And so I would order some at one restaurant, and then go to another restaurant and order more food, and then eat it all, and then go get rid of it. So I was spending a lot of money on food, like enough to feed maybe a family of four or five every week, and at the same time trying to raise a child and go to nursing school. And eventually, with trying and failing enough times, and like basically, it just took me trying everything that I could think of in my little human brain, my human strength, and just meeting with absolute failure before I think the first step finally really began to sink in. And I remember that there was a moment in time where I got it. I was actually sharing in a meeting, and sorry, excuse me, I got a little distracted. Just talking about all the things that I have done to try to stop my compulsive overeating. And there was just that moment in time where I was like, oh my goodness, I really can't stop. Like, I really am powerless over this, and there really isn't anything I can do to get myself out of that. And that was the first moment where I think Jana got out of the way, and God actually was able to come in, and I recognized that I needed to completely take my hands off of the problem. And so, that was actually, it was like I was given the gift of abstinence at that moment. It was a complete miracle. I mean, I know some people it doesn't happen that way, but for me, it did. There was a moment in time where, abstinence happened, and God just kind of told me what my absence was supposed to be. And I've been absent from that day to this day. And gosh, I guess it's probably been 17 years at this point. But given that, this is a meeting that has to do with like mental health and, emotional well-being, I think that's been a huge part of my recovery. As I've gotten older, actually, women do tend to go through a bit of a hormonal change as they get older, and I recognized that that had a lot to do with my emotion and my mental health, just the way my brain works. So, actually, in the last 3 years, I was diagnosed with obsessive compulsive disorder. And that has been super challenging, but I really just see the roots of that really beginning, basically, since the beginning of this disease, and maybe being even a driver of this disease for me, because the extreme obsession that I had around weight and around food, So I do believe in the power of God to break that. But for me, part of the process in the later years, now that I'm in my 40s, has been to find some help with my hormones, and also medicine. Therapy has been a part of that as well, and continuing with my meetings. But one of the things that I had to do very early in my recovery was to train my mind to think differently, because I believe that the mind is just such a powerful tool. It can be a tool for good or a tool for bad. But I was my saying is that you can't obsess your way out of obsession. I had an obsession with food. I had an obsession with weight, and I was constantly obsessing about how to fix it. So it required me to just completely put my mind on something else. And in my faith, scripture was a big part of that, where I would memorize blocks of scripture. And when my brain just like wanted to go back and think about food, I would just quote that scripture, or I would set my mind on things above, which is also comes from a verse in that good book. And I would just try to think about God, and I would try to think about good things. I would try to think about positive things. And I would also have to reprogram my brain to think about my body differently. So, part of this was an active process for me, where I had to want to change. And instead of just constantly criticizing myself and saying, "Oh, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I hate how I look," and just constantly comparing myself to these magazine models who I thought, this is how I needed to look. I had to stop looking at those magazines. I had to stop engaging in the culture that told me that my body needed to look a certain way. And I had to start thanking God for making me the way he did. Like, there was a point in time where I was 97 pounds. I was in the hospital with a feeding tube, and I was pinching up the skin on my abdomen, thinking that I was still fat. And there was a point in my recovery where I had like stand in the mirror, and I could look and I could think, "I'm beautiful." There was a point in time where I could appreciate what was there in the mirror, but that was an active process. That was a continual a renewing of the mind, a continual willingness to, recognize when my thoughts were inaccurate, when they weren't true, and to try to refocus them on the truth. And so, I just know that it's so easy for me, with the emotional side of recovery, to get caught up in, I guess, like busyness and like the here and there of the responsibilities that I have in life. I have a big family. I have like two careers. I'm a nurse practitioner as well as an artist. And so I just, I have a lot going on. But sometimes I just feel that inner, I guess, agitation, or inner pressure. And that sometimes is like a big reason why I want to eat. Like, I want to stuff my face to like calm myself down, because I just don't, I haven't taken maybe the time to pray or to meditate or to slow down. And today I slept in. I slept till like noon, and then I took a nap at like 3 o'clock. But I think it's something that I needed. I've just been go, go, go with the holidays, and I feel, that inner peace return to me when I'm willing to do that. And that seems like counter to what my inner voice is telling me. It's like I have this big commission due, and I'm like, "Oh, it's got to be done by mid-January, and you got to get all the shopping done for Christmas. You can't afford to take any time." But honestly, we talk about, this emotional recovery, and the emotional recovery from the food stems from peace of mind. Serenity is where, I have to be willing to work for that serenity. And some of the things are going to just fall off my plate, and that's okay. Like, I have to be in acceptance about that. And so, I've just recognized that it's not a lot of times the culture will just say, follow your heart. And I do believe that, we have the intuition that we have when we have the spiritual connection, but that's not the same thing as just following our emotions and just, we get angry, we act on the anger, we get fearful, we start acting on the fear. That just used to be my life, was making decisions based on emotion. And having worked the steps, going through the steps, and getting sort of more in touch with doing the inventory, and trying to take a moment by moment inventory as I'm going through my day, recognizing when I'm in fear or when I'm in resentment, that I can talk to God about that. I can ask God to remove that. But one of the things that's really hard for me is, like, to learn acceptance of my emotions. That, I had a friend tell me that once that I have high highs and low lows, there's probably an element of maybe a little mood disorder there as well. Because I used to joke with one of my fellow program friends that there's just times where the grass just seems so damn green. You go outside and look at it, but there's other times where the sky just seems so gray. So I have a very wide range of emotion, and I often can try to use substances or food to try to pull myself out of the feelings that I don't like, and that's not healthy. I really think it's okay for me to have days where I feel down, where it's like, this too shall pass. And I have to remind myself of that, because sometimes I feel like, I'll be stuck this way forever. I've got to do something about it. I've got to fix it. But, I don't have to fix it. All I have to do is ask God for help, and then give it some time, and the feelings do pass. And so that's something I'm still in the process of learning. Because when I do feel an emotion, sometimes I get in a little bit of a panic, especially a bad emotion. I think, okay, what am I doing wrong? Am I not working my recovery right? Am I, is my medicine not right? Is there something I need to fix or do or change? And sometimes there's not anything to fix or do or change. Sometimes it's just a matter of, talking to God about it. And letting it be. Like, I'm a human being. I'm gonna have highs, I'm gonna have lows, but I don't have to eat about it. And if something's really pressing on me, there's or if I've made the mistake of, reacting when I have emotion. Actually, I did it the other day, had a little bit of an instance of road rage. I got pulled up to a light, and it was a right-hand turn, and this guy in a big truck comes up behind me, and he honks his horn because he wants me to go. And that annoys me more than anything, because my feeling is, I'll go when I think it's safe. You drive your car, I'll drive my car. And so, I just kind of slammed on my brakes and didn't go. And then when I went, I zipped into the passing lane, and then he zipped around me, and I may have flipped him the bird. Anyway, I think he may have thrown a rock out his window or something, because either something flipped out his up from his tire, but I saw his window rolling up, and a little pebble came out my windshield. But anyway, I was thinking that in that moment, I was feeling so upset that if he would have wanted to pull over, I would have got out, and we would have gone at it. Anyway, I had to call my sponsor about that one, and I had to tell on myself. And that just wasn't the type of person that I want to be. It's not, it's not how I want to live my life. Anyway, I will say the good news is I haven't flipped somebody the bird in like 20 years. So I think it's progress and not perfection. Let's see if there's anything else that I wanted to share.
5 minutes.
5 minutes out. Okay. Well, to be honest with you, I think that that's about it. I just appreciate being asked to share. It's been a while since I shared my story, but I just think it's just an honor to be here with everybody. And it's so nice to be, see so many people seeking recovery. So thank you so much for asking me, Matt. Pass.